This is your Glacier Markets Farm report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 196 for Tuesday, December 20th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market traded higher on Tuesday, fueled by a rebound in the Chicago soy complex. Chicago soy oil continued its rally from Monday, while Malaysian palm oil was also making gains. On the other hand, European rapeseed was slightly lower. Crude oil showed some strength, but was still affected by a weak global demand outlook and the easing of COVID-19 restrictions in China. The Canadian dollar ended the day up 0.2 of a U.S. cent from Monday's close. The January canola contract was $6 per ton higher at $858.60, with the March contract $8.30 higher at $854.20. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat ended the day in the black, with the oilseed fully recovering from Monday's losses. Corn struggled to find a foothold on which to rally as exports from the U.S. are at a slower pace than last year, and ethanol demand has been hit by declines in plant margins and fuel demand over the past month. Conditions seem favorable for Brazilian corn, while there is also a chance of showers in dry corn-growing areas of Argentina. One agricultural firm recently left its corn production estimates for both countries unchanged. The March corn contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.52. After double-digit losses for soybeans on Monday, they are being erased on Tuesday, fueled by increases in soy oil and soy meal. Despite rains forecast for Argentina late this week, dry conditions will remain for its soybean crop, as well as that in southern Brazil. One Argentine soybean production estimate was lowered to 45 million tons. Meanwhile, the mounting number of COVID-19 infections and deaths in China is raising concerns about demand. The January soybean contract was up 18 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.79, while the March soybean contract was up 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.80. Winter wheat crops in the U.S. are being threatened by a blast of Arctic air forecast to go from the northwestern plains to the Texas Panhandle on Thursday. Depending on snow coverage, southern wheat areas may also be hit with winter kill. Japan is seeking more than 141,000 tons of Canadian and U.S. wheat, while Taiwan is tendering for 56,000 tons of U.S. building wheat. The March Chicago wheat contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.51. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.47. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.15. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, December 20th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.